With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. If you're an ag producer in our area, there's a good chance that you've gotten a census survey form in the mail recently. This is for the Census of Agriculture that comes out every 5 years, put out by the USDA. A census is just a fancy way to describe a survey that is used to count things. In this context, the census is used to count all things agriculture related. This includes things like number of producers, the types, amounts, and values of different crops grown, the livestock raised in a given area, and any specialty crops and marketing strategies such as agritourism. Accurate data in the hands of the right person can be a powerful tool for change. Census of Agriculture data is used by policymakers, developers, and educators to better target the needs of the community. Policymakers, especially at the federal level, use the data reported by the Census of Agriculture to determine funding for different USDA conservation and farm financial programs, such as subsidies, farm service loans, and crop insurance. Developers use the data to determine agriculture's economic impact on a region or community, and educators look for what is currently being grown and effective classes for those producers, or niches that could be filled by producers in the area. All three of these groups depend on the data for the census being as accurate as possible, so your response will help give these people the data they need to give you the resources you need. Census of Agriculture makes it sound like they only want responses from people who are directly growing food, but this is not the case at all. Anyone who is involved in some part of the food system, even secondarily, should respond to the census. This could include groups of people who grow herbs and spices, people who raise bees for honey, people who grow hay for livestock, and livestock owners. All of these people have an impact on the local food system and on agriculture through spending on agricultural products. Although the Census of Agriculture promises confidentiality, this is not the same as anonymity. Anonymity promises that there is no way that your individual response can be traced back to you. Think exit polls during an election. On the other hand, confidentiality does have a way to link your response back to you, but this is not released to the public and data is often aggregated or combined together to obscure the response of any single respondent. The Census of Agriculture runs on confidentiality instead of anonymity because the NASS needs to know who has responded and who hasn't. Because confidentiality is protected by law, there are harsh penalties for breaking confidentiality by people who have access to the data. This way you can be sure that your response data is secure. If you're having trouble filling out the Census of Agriculture, or if you're not sure whether or not you should fill out the census, give our office a call. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.